When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Saskatchewan, it's time to talk sports. The all-new Sports Cage is on the air for the millions of telephone users like yourselves. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll free 1-866-767-0620. And we're always online at sportscage.com. 620 CKRM.
Welcome back, Saskatchewan. If you're just driving home from work, or maybe you're seating, a lot of guys, a lot of girls out there seating now. Thanks for making some time and hopping in here. The all-new Sports Cage. If you missed any of it earlier on, Strikers of Blocky from the Regina Rebels, the national champs, or maybe Farhan Lalji, Eric Francis, a nice conversation with him. You can always get it in podcast form as we release that later, just after this show is done. All right, Maz, now time for our second installment of Double Talk with Darian Durant, brought to you by Prairie Land Rentals. Whether it's for the farm or the backyard, they can help with all sizes of spring jobs. Prairie Land Rentals in Saskatchewan.
So, Darian, you were used to making the whole province of Saskatchewan talk with what you did on the football field, but in the past 7 days since you made your triumphant return to Rider Nation here on the Sports Cage on CKRM, everybody's talking, Darian's on there, and everybody, what they said is, I can't wait to hear Darian start talk some football. So are you ready to talk some football?
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Okay, so here's what we tasked Darian with. CFL draft tomorrow. He's fantasy GM. What every team needs to be successful in 2024. We're going to run down all of the teams, and we're going to wrap on the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, because obviously, Darian, as you know, everybody wants to know your thoughts on the Riders.
Tough task. Okay. I would like to know how many man hours put into this over the week. That's a tough task for week number two, isn't it, Darian? Like, come on.
It is. You guys challenged me with this one, but I love football, so I was able to dig deep, and hopefully I have some good information for you.
Okay, so in no particular order of how bad I think the teams are, Ottawa Red Blacks, is there any hope for them in 2024, according to you, fantasy GM Darian Durant?
There is. I think Ottawa just had terrible luck with Masoli going down. As you guys know, quarterback is the most important position on the football team. And if you don't have your leader out there and a guy who has some experience and can make plays, sometimes it can cost you your season. So I think that Ottawa, they're in good hands. Coach Dice is a great coach. They just need their quarterback, Masoli, to stay healthy. I know to this year with some competition. But if he can stay healthy, I think he gives them a chance.
So you think offensive line for the draft tomorrow? And I think that's going to be the common theme with maybe a lot of teams. But protect that quarterback? Or what are you thinking that they're looking for in the draft?
Well, that's definitely always a good way to go. But I think Ottawa could definitely use some depth at the receiver spot. You know, even though this draft is deep with offensive linemen, I think there's some good receivers out there, like a Kevin Mattel, who can help Ottawa right away and give them some Canadian depth.
All right, Hamilton Ticats with Bo Levi Mitchell is, I guess, back all in. What is Hamilton? They trust me, because after free agency last year, on paper, they were one of the best teams in the CFL. It didn't necessarily play. So what has Hamilton got to do this year to get things rolling?
I think it starts with Bo. I think it starts with Bo being healthy and being out there. You know, when you look at Hamilton, you know, besides Tim White, you really don't know of anybody else on the, you know, as a receiver. So I think that they can, they're another team that can go receiver and, you know, add to that depth. I know Naaman Roosevelt is out there as the receivers coach. So they're in good hands in that perspective as well. So if Bo can stay healthy and they get more depth at receiver, I think they'll be good.
Bo Levi Mitchell, boys, reminds me of like the guy that's been, it seems like he's been like Anze Kopitar on the Los Angeles Kings. Or I went to a basketball game with my wife once, and it was Carter that played for the Toronto Raptors.
Vince Carter.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, is that Vince Carter's son? And I'm like, no, that's still Vince Carter playing. It was like his last year. And it seems like just Bo has been around forever. All right. Toronto Argonauts, 16-2 last year. Solid. A lot of turmoil, shall we say, in the front office and with the team. What do you think they're going to go after on the draft?
Well, when you look at 16-2, you kind of ask yourself, where's the weakness? I mean, this is a loaded team.
Culture.
From top to bottom. but losing Curley Gittens is a, it could be a big deal for that team. I mean, he was very, very productive. And, you know, having a good Canadian receiver, it's kind of hard to replace. So I think they'll go receiver. I think you have to kind of, you know, make up for the production that Curley Gittens gave you, and you have to do that with the receiver.
And it seemed like everybody, because Toronto, and you know this, if you're successful, everybody is coming after your free agents, and they lost a few, but also too, coaching staff wise, we happened to pick up a good one from there. And I don't necessarily know, and keep in mind, they got a great staff, but I don't necessarily know that you can just drop somebody in, brand new coordinators, and have instant success. You've been through a ton of coordinators. It takes time. Even if a guy was an assistant, it does take time for the new message to come across, doesn't it?
It does. But I think with Ryan Dinwiddie, he comes from that Huffnagel tree that were out in Calgary. They were used to a lot of turnover. Everyone was kind of pinching the coaching staff away from Calgary every single year because of the success that they had, right? So I think that with him being experienced in that nature, he's used to it, right? He'll be able to have someone step right in. He's a smart coach as well. He'll have his input on the defensive side of the ball. So I don't think that'll be much of a problem.
Grey Cup champion Montreal Alouettes Cody Fajardo and Jason Moss going to try and run it back 2 years in a row. You think they got the magic? You think that lightning can strike twice?
We'll see. I think that they, you know, it's all about getting hot at the right time. And I think that, like you said, they struck a bottle of lightning at the perfect time. They got hot throughout the playoffs, and you know, they went in Toronto and basically put a good whipping on them. So for them, I think they go all offensive line. I think they're aging a little bit up front. They have a couple guys that were my teammates back in Montreal, and Christian Matt and Philip Gagg. So I think that, you know, with the age of those guys, they can start looking for some replacements and adding to that depth up front. They're another team that's loaded. They have good coaching, and, you know, you can never go wrong with adding depth to your offensive line.
It's the Western Pizza guest hotline, Darian Durant. It's the perfect pizza with a generous amount of toppings, plus Greek food like souvlaki, ribs, and salads, the goodness you can't make at home. Call Western Pizza today. The CFL draft is tomorrow. Sports Cage will be live at Mosaic Stadium 3 till 6 for the draft party. We've got our Grey Cup champion quarterback, Darian Durant. He is playing fantasy GM, telling us what every team needs to be successful in 2024. And if you're just joining us, you haven't missed it. We're saving the Riders till last, but we're moving into the West Division. The Edmonton Eskimos. Now, hey, we can't laugh. They got us a couple of times, but what does the Elk need to do this year to get this thing back on the rails? Because that losing streak... That was terrible. Yeah. I mean, yeah, man, that's not good.
Well, first and foremost, they did an amazing job by addressing the quarterback position. You know, I'm a fan of Trey Ford, and I think he's an exciting player as well. But, you know, adding McLeod Bethel-Thompson into the system gives you that consistency throwing the ball that you need to be successful. It's all about moving the chains on second down and, you know, adding a quarterback who's done that, who's very accurate and can move the chains is important. So I think when you look at their receiving core with Kyron Moore and you know, Eugene Lewis. I think they're set on that end. So on the defensive side, he loves athletic linebackers. There's a very athletic linebacker sitting at the top of the draft in Jeffrey Arku. I think he'll be a great pick for Edmonton, and he's definitely a ratio changer, and he'll be able to step in right away and play for Chris Jones. He loves athletic linebackers that can run sideline to sideline, and I think he fits them perfectly.
British Columbia Lions, also known as the BC Lions. You know what? They're doing a lot of good things. Good owner, right? Hosting the Grey Cup this year. What do you see them needing, and how do you see them shaking down, Darian?
Yeah, I think they could beef up front. I think that they need some help on the offensive line to protect Vernon Adams. You know, he sustained an injury last year. And, you know, in order to keep him upright, you need to beef up front as much as you can. So I can see them going offensive line. If not, I think there are some defensive backs out there that are pretty good that can also help BC on the back end. And, you know, you can always, with them losing some guys at receiver, I think that having Canadian depth in your backfield can allow you to play more Americans on the receiving end.
You mentioned it earlier, the Huffnagel tree. You just rinse and repeat. As people and coaches leave, you keep on replacing. So, and it's not a shock. There's been a lot of CFL drafts over the years. The Stamps will make a head-scratcher of a pick, and you're like, where did that guy come from? And then a few months later on the field, you'd be like, oh, man. So how is you, who's somebody, how can you get inside the mind of Huff if you're playing fantasy GM when Huff likes to go off the board and do things that not necessarily are conventional?
Right. It's so tough to predict which way they're going to go. You know, what you can say about that organization and Huff is that he does his research. And he really, really breaks down these players and their strengths and how they can contribute to their system. When I look at Calgary, I feel like they threw the ball way too much last year. They got away from their recipe for success, which is run the ball and make sure you put yourself in manageable second and short situations. They're a team that always leans on their offensive line. They're one of the teams who, you know, year after year gives up the fewest sacks in the league. So I think they'll go offensive line. I think they'll get back to that old Calgary formula, which is run the ball, and run the ball some more. So I think that's the direction they go. They got away from that last year. And Jake Mayer had a ton of interceptions, a lot more than you're used to seeing from a Calgary quarterback. So I think they'll get back to that formula.
And it's funny because, well, it depends on what team you're cheering for. When the cameras would cut away to Dave Dickinson on the sideline after a lot of those interceptions, you're like, oh, Dave's mad. Yeah. If I'm Jake Mayer, I'd go stand at the other end of the bench. I may just go out to the other side of McMahon Stadium so I don't have to go walk past Dave, because Dave was not happy. I know we got to do this. We're chatting with Darian Durant. He's on with us every Monday, just after 5 o'clock on the Sports Cage. We're going through what every team needs in the CFL to be successful in 2024. Should we skip the next team, or should we just and if you mail this one in, so what do the Winnipeg Blue Bombers need to be successful next year? Yeah, I know you did your homework and we're going to be objective. Yeah. So Darian, fire away. What do they need to win the Grey Cup in 2024? What am I saying?
Well, they're right there. They have everything it takes to win. It's all about adding depth when it comes to the Blue Bombers. But what you can say is they have a couple guys that are getting up there in age on both lines, offensive and defensive. You look at Stanley Bryant, you know, you look at on the defensive side, Jake Thomas and Willie Jefferson. Those guys are getting up there in age. So I think they stay in the trenches and either go offensive or defensive line. You know, they have, even though offensive linemen are usually your guys that play the longest when it comes to, you know, playing into your late 30s, I still think that it's about time to address the age up front. And also Patty Newfield, who's a good friend of mine. You know, we all know that our days are going to come to an end at some point. And, you know, I think they should address that depth up front.
All right. The moment we've all been waiting for. How many people in Rider Nation right now are just sitting, they went through the first eight teams. Okay. Darian Durant, for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders to be successful in 2024, this is your expertise. Fire away. What do we need to get this thing back on the rails?
I know everyone is going to, you know, they feel like I'm going to say we need offensive line. We need help up front. And I just don't think that. I think that when you bring in Yossi Hardrick over from Winnipeg, you bring in Ryan Skevior from Calgary, who has a ton of experience. You have Philip Blake in the fold, who can play any position up front. And you also have one of my fellow Tar Heels, and Jordan Tucker, who we brought back towards the end of last year, who I feel like can contribute right away. I think we're set up front. And I think a lot of the problem up front came from, you know, having a younger quarterback. When Trevor Harris was in there, he gets rid of the ball on time. He understands timing. He understands, you know, when to pull the ball down and run. So, you know, when you have a veteran guy, you can also help the offensive line out by getting rid of the ball or throwing the ball away. So I think Trevor would definitely help the offensive line, and that'll cut back on the sacks. It's all about opening up the run game, and I think you have, you know, the tenacity and the nastiness to do that when you add, you know, Yossi Hardrick up front. So I think we're fine up front. Now, defensively, I think that's where we need the most help, either defensive line or in the secondary. Bringing in Jameer Thurman at linebacker, he's an iron man. You don't have to worry about him. He'll hold that down, you know, the linebacker position. But I think we should either go defensive line or defensive back. You know, we struggled last year against the pass. I think if you look at, you know, most of the Canadian DBs, you can put them in at safety. Maybe there's a guy out there, maybe like a Benjamin LeBros, who can come in and help on the defensive backfield. But I think you need more help on the defensive side of the ball than on the offensive side.
You bring up a good point, because I think it just came down about an hour ago that they could be starting the season without Jackson Ford, who underwent wrist surgery. So like you said, maybe a defensive back. Is anyone that jumps out that you see when you look at defensive backs?
Yeah, I like Benjamin LeBros from McGill. He's a guy that I feel you can plug and play. He has experience. He's made plays. You know, and if you put him in position to be successful, I think he has the range to help out your DBs. You look at a guy like Nick Marshall, who can hold down and pretty much lock down one side of the field. You get you a safety that can help and roam and get over the top and make it tough on your quarterback. Then, you know, you secure your defensive backfield. So I really like his game. I think he can really help. And if it's something that, you know, Jeremy O'Day feels like can help the team right away, I think he'll be a great pick.
So here's a couple of things. One, I think a lot of people are probably surprised that you said, we're fine on offensive line. And I trust your opinion when you're like, no, we got the horses up front. It's all there.
Absolutely.
It's defense where we need help. And you know the best part about this, Darian, and you probably didn't realize that you said this, but I picked up on it, which makes me feel like we're doing the right thing. When you're talking, said we.
Yeah.
Because you are just as invested as we are. In Rider Nation. Oh,
absolutely.
Man.
This is home, man. And I care. And I want to see this team succeed by any means. So, you know, I definitely feel a part of this.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's
from
awesome.
The guys and the gals that are going to be drinking their weight in beer in Pill Country, to Darian giving us his fantasy picks before the big draft tomorrow night. Hey, man, we love it. And thanks for blowing up our social media. If you want to follow Darian, it's on Twitter, at Darian Durant. And it's DarianDurant.com. That's the website. It's Double Talk with Darian Durant. What should we get you doing next? Actually, you know what? Here's what we got to do next week when we get you on. We're going to break down what everybody did on the draft.
Oh.
And then we're going to go from there.
Draft winners and then losers.
Mullinder, Well, in that, I mean, it's early. I mean, we want to. There's a team out there we want to do, but I had lunch with Luke last week, and we did talk about his casting in the Darian Durant movie. He didn't necessarily love who Barney and I thought should play him in the role, so we may dip into that.
Darian, right on. Have a good draft tomorrow. I'm sure I'll be watching it, and then we'll pick it up next Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Right on. That's Double Talk with the legend Darian Durant, brought to you by Wolf Industries, your truck repair specialist in Grenfell, servicing all size of trucks and SGI accredited. It is the all-new Sports Cage. Time for a break on the home of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, 620 CKRM.